Today's Amud for Chazara is Tainis Yudal Damei Beis. We're holding on Yudal Damei Aleph, the last line, B'shneid Rabbi Yehuda. It says the Gemara, B'shneid Rabbi Yehuda Nisiyah, during the years of Rabbi Yehuda Nisiyah, the grandson of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, have a tzara, there was some sort of tzara, and Gazar Tchas Esrei Tanyos. So he was Gazar 13 Tanyos, V'lo Yiyani, and still they weren't answered. So Savar L'Mizgar Tfei, so Rabbi Yehuda Nisiyah, he wanted to be Gazar more Tanyos. And Amr Le Rabami, Rabami told him, Arei Amru, Ei Matrichin, Esat Tzibur, Yaisir Midai. And no, we don't do more than 13. You're not supposed to be Matriach Tzibur more than they can handle, and you shouldn't be Gazar any more Tanesim. So Amr Rabba Abba, Breed Rav Chiyah Bar Abba, Rabba Abba commented, and he said, that Rabba Ami Da'avad, the Garmehu Da'avad, that Rabba Ami was doing this for himself, which some Rishonim explained to me that he's a Dasi Yachid, that's not how we hold. Elahachi Amr Rav Chiyah Bar Abba, Amr Rav Yechanan, this is what Rav Yechanan said, that Leishanu Elu L'Gashamim, this that we don't do more than 13 fasts, like we have by the rain, we do 3, 3, and 7, it was Dafka Adin by rain. Dafka by rain, that's when we don't do more than 13. Ava L'Shar Minit Peranyois, when it comes to any other sort of tzara, so then Mesanin V'Holchen Achi Anu Min Hashemayim, then we continue to fast until we're answered. It says the Gemara, the Tanina Mihachi, we have a brisa that says like this as well, that says like Rabbi Yochanan, it says that Kishamu Shalosh Kishamu Sheva, Le'amru Ela Gashamim. This, and it says the Shiurim of how many fasts to give, 3, 7, 3, 3, and 7, that's only Dafka by rain. Ava L'Shar Mini Peranyos, when it comes to other tzarais, Mesanin V'Holchen Ma'ad Shi'anu, then we continue to fast until we're answered. So it says the Gemara, Le'imi Tavi Tuf to the Rabami. Rabami is an Amayra. L'chari, this Bryce is Mefurish, not like Rabami. Rabami can argue on a Tana. Amar Lach Rabami, so says the Gemara, Rabami will tell you, that Tanoihi, Enachanami, this Tan is not like me. But it's a Machlekas Tanoihi, and whether or not this limitation of 13 was specific to rain, or if it applies to all tzarais. The Tani we learned in the Braisa. It ain't Geizer Nyeiser, Mishalosh Asrei Tanyos al Tzibur. We're not Geizer more than 13 fasts on the Tzibur. Levishayim Matrichin as a Tzibur, Yeiser Midai. Because you're not allowed to be Matrich the Tzibur more than they can handle. Divrei Rebbe. So now Rebbe said that Stam, Mashma, nothing to do with rain. Any Tzara, anytime we're being Geizer at Tanesim, you don't do more than 13, like Rav Ami said. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Leimer, he's chaylik. He says that no, Leimer Hashem Uzeh, Elamem Neshi, Yatas Man Shal Revia. It's not because of not being Matriach Tzibur. It was Dafka didn't rain because by rain after 13, it's not the Zman of rain anymore. But when it comes to other things, you do even more than 13. So you see that this, whether or not this din of not doing more than 13, whether or not it's dafka by rain or by all things, is really a machlokes tanoim. Rebbe holds that it's by everything, or Shimon ben Gamliel held it was dafka by rain. Says the Gemara, Vayter now, that Shalchu Le B'nei Ninveh Le Rebbe. New Gemara. The B'nei Ninveh, they asked Rebbe a shailo. They said, K'goin anon, afilu b'tekufas tamuz b'in and mitra, hechin avid, we need rain even during the summer, so how should we be nayeg? Ki echidim daminan, like a rabbim daminan, should we be considered like echidim, or should we be considered like a rabbim? Ki echidim daminan u b'shamei atfila, are we like individuals who need rain? An individual who needs rain makes that request in Shemakaleinu. Like a rabbim daminan ubeberchas hashanim, or are we like a rabbim? We're a whole community, so maybe we were like a rabbim, and we could ask for rain. We could say v'sein talamad levracha in the regular place in berchas hashanim. So shalach lehu, Rabbi sent to them kiyachidim damisu that you're like yachidim ubishamei atzfila. Meisve asked the Gemara Kasho, I'm Rabbi Yehuda, that a masai, when is all of a sudden that we learned in the previous Mishnayos about the different times when we fast and all this and that, all the different dates, is Bizman Shashanim Kitiknan Visrael Shurin Al Masan. That's when things are going right, so to speak, when Klal Yisrael is in Eretz Yisrael, meaning it's said about Eretz Yisrael. Al Bizman Hazeh, meaning in Chutz La'aretz, but Bizman Hazeh, when we're in Chutz La'aretz, HaKolafi HaShanim, HaKolafi HaMakoymais, HaKolafi HaZman. So it depends on the year, it depends on the place, it depends on the time. You ask for rain when you need the rain, and whenever it's a drought, so then you fast. It's nothing to do with these specific dates that we gave in the Mishnayos. That was referring to Eretz Yisrael. But in Chutz La'aretz, so then it's all totally in the place. So you see that Bnei Ninveh, who was in Chutz La'aretz, if they need rain after the summer, they're supposed to be saying the same Talamat Levracha during the summer, in the regular place. So says the Gemara, that Masnisa Rame Sali the Rebbe. So what are you trying to do? You're trying to say that you have a Braisa that says not like Rebbe? What's your Kasha exactly? That the Rebbe's going against the Braisa? Okay. Since when is that a problem? Rebbe Tanahu Palig. Rebbe's a Tana. He could hold his ground and he's allowed to argue on the Braisa. Says the Gemara, "May havi Allah." What's the ma'isa of the halacha with regards to rain for the Bnei Ninve, that they need rain during the summer? So when we are in Shemini Esrei, do they put this request? Rav Nachman Amar Berachas Hashanu, he says in Baruch Aleinu. Rav Sheir says Amar B'Shamei Tefila. V'Hilchasa B'Shamei Tefila. The bottom line halacha is that they insert the request for rain into Shema Kaleinu. Says the Gemara, we mentioned in the Mishnah, Basheni Matinim Chashecha, Ubechamishi Kolayoim Yimnei Kavod HaShabbos. It says on Mondays they would open the stores, when they had these fasts, Monday, Thursday, when they would have these fasts, so on Mondays they would open up the store, the door to the store a little bit, they would be Matin. They would open it up a little bit as they got close to the nightfall, when people were breaking their fast. They didn't want it to be all the way open, it would cause people pain when they would see all the food, but they opened it a little bit so people could do their shopping to buy food for breakfast. And on Thursdays, they kept the stores open the entire day, not just that night. They had the stores open the whole day so people could buy things for Shabbos. Now, Yibayilu, the Gemara is a shayla, how exactly to read the Mishnah? Heichi ketani, b'sheini matanim chashecha, u'b'chamishi kol ayoyim, v'bnei kavod haShabbos. Do we say that you read the Mishnah like this? And on Mondays, they would crack the door open a little bit only by nightfall. And on Thursdays, also they cracked the door open only a little bit, but just they did it the whole day. So instead of it being just at night, they did it the whole day, v'bnei kavod haShabbos. So there's one difference between Mondays and Thursdays. On Mondays, it was only cracked open a little bit as it got closer to nightfall. And on Thursdays, they did it the whole day. That's one way to read the Mishnah. Idzomer, perhaps, b'sheini matin, on Mondays, they would crack the door open a little bit. And on Thursdays, there was two differences. They weren't matin. They opened the door completely. And they did that the entire day. So there was two differences. Number one is how much the door was open. And two is how long. Says the Gemara, Natashima, we have a Braisa that tells us how to read it. The Tanya we learned in the Braisa. The Braisa says, Lahadia. It says, B'sheini matin ad arif, B'chamishi paischin kol ayam kuloi, M'bnei kvayt haShabbos. It says straight out, on the Thursdays, they weren't just matin, they actually opened up the door completely, so that's a raya, that, like the second way of learning the Mishnah. Says the Gemara now, that on Mondays, when you're only supposed to be matin, that we don't want to open up the door all the way. We don't want people seeing in. If there's two doors to the store, so then you could open one and keep the other one closed. But the one that's open, you could open up completely because you don't see in very well. You don't see into the store very well, and therefore it's not a problem. And hayolay itzdeba keneged pischay. And if there was some sort of stand in front of the door of the store, paseach kedarko venuchayshesh. Then also you could open up the door of the store completely because the itzdeba will block people's vision from being able to see inside the store, and you don't have to be concerned. You could open up the door completely. We mentioned in the Mishnah of Ru'elu V'leinanu, Mematan V'masu Matan U'v'binyinu V'netiyah. If these seven fasts passed and they still weren't answered, so then they're Memayit in business and building, planting. Tana, we learned in the Braisa that when it says B'binyin, when it says they were Memayit in building, it means a binyan shal simcha. We'll see soon what that means. And netiyah also means a netiyah shal simcha. So Ezu binyan shal simcha, what's it referred to? What's a binyan shal simcha? Zeha b'ina beis chasnas l'b'nai. It's referring to a person who builds the beis chasnas, the chuppah for his son. And Ezu netiya shal simcha. What's a netiya shal simcha? Zeha netiya barnaki l'shal malachim. It's referring to this minhag that they had when a king had a son, so they would plant him a tree, and when that son ultimately became the king, they would then take the tree that they planted when he was born, and they would use the wood from that tree to make him his throne. That tree, you're not allowed to plant during this time. U'b'she'ela shalom, they would also be memait and she'ela shalom. Tan Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa, chaverim ein she'ela shalom b'neyem. For Tamid Chachamim, they understand, they know that the other one's not giving them shalom because of the halacha, and therefore they should not be makel with this at all. Don't greet each other at all. However, Ami Aretz, a shaylin, if an Ami Aretz, a shayl from a Tamid Chacham, he greets him, so now if you don't answer back, he's going to get insulted. He doesn't know the halacha, and he's going to hate the Tamid Chacham. Therefore, says the Braisa, Machzirin Lahem, you're supposed to answer back, just you do it, B'Safa Rafa, B'Kavid Reish, you do it with a certain seriousness, a certain softness, you don't just shoot the breeze, but you are supposed to answer back, so he shouldn't come to hate you. V'hein Misatfin V'yoshrin Kavilim U'kominodin, and these Tamid Chachamim, they sit, they wrap themselves up like mourners, like people that are in Nidoy, Kavinei Adam and Ezufin L'makoyim, like people that are yelled at by Hashem, Ad Shirachemu Aleihem in Hashemayim, until Hashem has mercy and he causes it to rain. Amar B'Lazar, says the Gemara, Rabbi Lazar says, "An eidanim chashiv rashi lipol apanav elam kei nane kiyeshua benah." An Adam Chashuv shouldn't do some sort of public prayer by bowing, unless he's confident that he's going to be answered. Because if not, and he's not answered, it's going to be a tremendous Chil Hashem. So unless he's confident that he's going to be answered like Yeshua ben Nun, he shouldn't do that. Now where do we find that Yeshua did such a thing? Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Vayomer Hashem el Yeshua, Kum lach, lamuza atanayfa panecha. You see that Yeshua fell on his face. Vamar Belazar in Adam Chashuv Rashai lach gorsak. And Adam Chashuv also a similar idea. He shouldn't put on sackcloth and daven. It's too public. If he's not answered, it'll be a Chil Hashem. He shouldn't do it. Elam keinanek Yehoram ben Achav. Unless he knows he's going to be answered, like Yehoram ben Achav did this type of tefillah with the sackcloth. Where do we see that he did this? Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Vayhi keshamaya amelech as divrei aisha. It was when the king, referring to Yehoram, when he heard the words of the woman, Vayikra as begadav, he tore his clothing, Vuayver alochayma viyar ha'am, Vihine asak al besarei, he tore his clothing, and it says everyone saw that he was wearing sackcloth. So you see, he did this. Says Rabbi Elazar, a Talmud Chacham shouldn't do such a thing unless he's confident that he's going to be answered.